Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. This is your host, Shannon Yvette, and I am so excited, as always, to be here with you on Worthy Radio. I am really excited because we are packing up. We're literally packing in between podcasts to get on the road and go to Sedona. We have our fifth retreat there, Destiny in the Desert. So we have, 21 of us who will be out in this beautiful, glorious red desert together for a time of refreshing, replenishing, and activation of destiny. So you have to get on our mailing list so you can find out about our retreats. We host several retreats a year, and they are always transformational. So today's show is, it's your time. This is your story. And the quote is, timing has always been a key element in my life. I've been blessed to have been at the right place at the right time, and that is Buzz Aldrin. And I used to have a mentor who would always joke around and say, you know, being at the right place at the right time is better than being smart. And I agree that the timing of God, the timing of our own journeys is something to be trusted and is something to be reverenced. One of our trainers who's actually in town for our retreat in Sedona, Kim Beatty, got here yesterday from Houston, and we were speaking about relationships and the different ebbs and flows that you go through in relationships. And Kim said, you know, we have to honor how we feel in every season. And I think so many times we try to force things on ourselves. We may be in a season of rest and we're trying to force ourselves into this rigorous activity. We may be in a season where it's time for harvest and we need that rigorous activity. And we're, you know, attempting to force ourselves in a mode of really giving in to being lethargic. And so knowing the season that you're in, whether it's a season to be single or a season to be partnered, or if it's a season to rest or a season to create, or just honoring the cycles in your life that are here to speak, because we can wear ourselves out chasing something that would come with effortlessness in the right season. And so timing is so important. I always think about the two different types of spiritual time. There is Kairos and there is Chronos time. And Kairos time is that supernatural divine time of alignment, whereas Chronos time is the time on the watch. And there are seasons in our life where that Chronos and that Kairos time collide, and there is nothing that we can do to stop our destiny from springing forth. But knowing where we are in our life is both temporary and exactly where we're supposed to be. I think we live in a world that constantly tries to convince us that we're missing something, that we're running out of something, that we don't have enough of something. There's not enough time. There's not enough. There's not enough. There's not enough. And we're driven by this unrelenting fear that we are going to lose something or miss out on something. And the truth is that you are exactly where you are supposed to be in this moment. I didn't think at this time of night, you know, after a whole day, after a few days of getting things in order for this retreat, we're getting on the road at 3 a.m. in the morning. I didn't think that I would be here doing this, but God knew and my soul knew. And so rather than resist the time, we flow with the time. Rather than try to manipulate and force our will upon time through impatience, we allow patience, as one of my mentors used to say, to reveal truth. Patience reveals truth. Give it time. It'll show you what it is. And so many times we are living under really the vibration of this world that we're running out of something, that we're missing something, when really we are exactly where we're supposed to be. This moment is temporary, and this moment is all that we have. And so God is a very present God. The Bible says now, you know, when you think about now, that's energetically 0 to 5 seconds. So the energy of 0 to 5 seconds is where God exists, and that's where our power exists. So when we respect time, we stay in the now, we respect where we are, we honor our journey, we honor the season, we don't fight or push against it. We allow it to be what it is. We've arrived at this exact moment to learn what we need to learn so that we can become the person that we need to become in order to create what we are here to create. I've worked with clients who will have a major breakthrough with me, a private client, and then they will go through this, this cycle of this little mini depression where they say, God, why didn't I know this sooner? Oh my gosh, do you know how different my life could have been had I known this back then? And I always caution them to be careful because we live our way into truth. So be careful how you treat yourself when it took you that long to see it. You weren't ready to see it then. Listen, there have been seasons in my life where God couldn't show it to me, like denial protected me, right? From the ownership and responsibility of really caring what it was that I needed to face. And so God is so gracious that truth is revealed to us when we have the courage to face it and own it and carry it and change it and heal it. Why show somebody something before their season? Why show somebody something before it's time? That just frustrates you when you cannot do what you need to do because you haven't released the courage, you haven't lived up to that level of wisdom, you may not understand all the inner workings of what is coming together behind the scenes that is really about your destiny. And so God is gracious to show us when we're ready. So you haven't missed time, you haven't lost time. We live our way into the truth, and every day a little bit more is unveiled. When I work with clients, I often say, hey, last time we spoke, that was 72 hours ago. You've changed, you know, three lifetimes since then. I'm sure you've cried new tears. You've had new experiences. You've seen new things. The time has grown you. And so timing is always right when we surrender our highest calling and purpose over to God. We can trust our alignment. We can trust that we can't force our will upon the universe, but that if we flow with it, you know, there's a quote by Byron Katie that says, you don't have to like it. You know what I mean? You don't have to like it. You don't have to like how long it's taking. You don't have to like that, you know, things are happening at this pace. It just helps if you do. You know, it makes things a little bit easier if you do. So, you know, it's important that as we're growing in this journey of faith and in this journey of wholeness, that we respect our season. It may change tomorrow. Right now, I'm in this season where I don't want to do A, B, or C, right? But next week, I may be open to it again. We have to get out of this religious, legalistic way of governing ourselves where we don't allow ourselves to ebb and flow and to feel one way one day and then maybe evolve out of that and see a different level of ourselves, because timing is everything. The good news is that we have the ability to create anything that we want starting right now. Remember, now is 0 to 5 seconds. Now is the energy of 0 to 5 seconds. So if you're thinking far off, if you're thinking about the past, if you're worried about the future, if you're anxious about, you know, what may come, one of the tools that I use is that when things feel like force, I stop. We just had a dynamic where we were researching some things for our trip. And, you know, I said, listen, I have the anointing of ease with certain things, especially with some of these events and retreats. Like, things come, things align. I expect that kind of alignment because of our intention in going into these things. And so it just felt like force. And so I said, let's fall back. Let's fall back. And thankfully, I work with a team of women who honor time and who honor the flow, right? You know the difference between force and flow. And one of the beautiful things about honoring the time and the season of your life is that you are in flow. So I want to share with you today's soul reflection question. And the question is, how would your life change if you started trusting the season that you're in? How would your life change if you started trusting the season that you are in? So forget about the clock, forget about, you know, what you are letting this world make you feel rushed to do, your expectations, the impatience, which is really fear. Impatience is really fear. Fear that you'll be forgotten, fear that your needs won't be met. When we are impatient, we need to really anchor in that God has not forgotten us, all is well. But how would your life change if you started trusting and flowing with the season that you're in? As always, we are so honored to have you a part of our journey here on Worthy Radio. I want to encourage you to go over to ShannonYvette.com and sign up to get on our mailing list, because as my heart is set on Sedona, I'm thinking about you. I would love for you to join us in the Red Desert or at some of our other retreats we do here in California, but this is certainly one that is one of a kind. It's breathtaking. It takes your breath away to go and do this soul work in the desert. And so I want to encourage you to sign up on our mailing list so you can find out about our retreats. They always sell out. People look forward to these, and you are going to have an amazing experience when you join us. So again, join us at shannonyvette.com. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes. Please keep giving those. And as always, I am blessed and honored to be on this wholeness journey with you. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at shannonyvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.